I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is,
second is a revolutionary moment.
The rocket cylinder drove its mill. I can give you no authoritative information either to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth.
Welcome to part two of 2025. So I heard from a lot of you about the last episode and the innovations, and you know, we had a lot of things. I got punched in the face and cashless society. And now we're going to see a lot of other innovations, science steak and virtual reality, automated room helpers, all kinds of stuff. But mostly I just want to take a minute and thank the cast. This was a fun job, but all these folks spend time recording this. No one got paid. We just did it for the pure fun of it. And I think everyone here did just a great, great job. Anyways, we're going to pick up in the lobby of the Hotel Sinclair, where Tom's waiting on me to come down. So let's listen in to 2025.
I'm sure my partner John will be down any minute. He had a bit of a rough time getting here today. I'm sure he's just sprucing up.
We've heard good things about you two. We're looking forward to being impressed.
And you will be, Marjorie, believe me. We've got a heck of a pitch. I'm sure you'll love it. But what I'm looking forward to is this steak. I've heard nothing but incredible things about the Hotel Sinclair steak. Have you guys had it yet?
It's worth the hype.
It's a marvel of modern science. Genetically engineered meat where the gristle is bacon and the fat is pork belly.
Sounds like heaven on a plate, Marcus. John's a big steak guy. It's hard to imagine him not running down here to get a cut of this thing. Let's give him another minute and we'll grab a table.
Let me go. It was just an accident, I tell you. Come on, man. No, I'm not an animal here. You don't have to handle me like this.
Who is that obviously unstable gentleman?
Come on.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, Tom. Hey, help me out, man. These idiots think I'm some sort of crazed lunatic.
Tom. You know this man?
Hey, John.
John?
Oh, ow! Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. Ow, I'm sorry I'm late. Marjorie?
Yes, I'm Marjorie. Oh,
I love those earrings, Marjorie.
Thank you.
Tom, these gentlemen are trying to arrest me. Can you help with this, maybe?
Gentlemen, what's going on here?
He tried to set fire to his hotel room.
That explains the burnt clothes.
Yeah, and because of that, the sprinkler system activated, and that caused a whole bunch of damage.
Well, that explains the wet clothes.
Including a door being kicked down. He certainly did that. I did not do that.
That explains... well, nothing, really.
Agreed. That was absolutely unnecessary.
None of this explains his black eyes. Was that really necessary?
Oh, no. I got those from a crazy truck driver that punched me in the face earlier today.
Oh, my.
Well, he has been violently resisting arrest.
You are hotel security. You can't arrest me.
The cops are on their way.
Oh, boy. How did this happen?
I'll tell you how it happened. This hotel's idiotic lifestyle companion system put the iron away while it was still on.
You told the system to turn up the heat. And then you told it to return the hot iron to its holding place. What kind of idiot does that?
I did no such thing.
Why were you using an iron?
And why were you using the hotel's lifestyle companion?
Look, my accounts were frozen because I'd been hacked. And my ID was destroyed when the guy punched me in the face and I fell on it.
Sir, we need you to come with us.
Oh, no. I'm going to stay here and eat science steak with these lovely people. And I'm going to pitch them our product. It's all cool. Please, just unhand me and
hey,
let me go.
Calm down before you get punched. You know, again.
I will not calm down, okay? I've been beaten and abused today. I've dealt with a crazy trucker and an insane TSA agent. And I don't know what kind of incompetent hotel system allows you to put a hot iron away. But I am here to meet with these nice people. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, excuse me, oh, hostess?
Can I help you?
Yes, I have a reservation for 5 under best. That's B-E-S-T.
I'm sorry, sir, but this restaurant requires a jacket and tie.
Oh.
a whole jacket and tie.
No problem. I'll just have to borrow some. See, mine just kind of burned away in a fire.
All right. Police officer here. Where's the disturbance? Oh, wait. I'm guessing it's that guy.
That's right, officer. He's the arsonist.
So should we go ahead and order a bottle for the table, maybe, Marjorie? Seems like a nice red is in order. Maybe a French Malbec?
Okay, sir. Let's go.
Maybe some appetizers?
Come on, buddy. Make this easy on us,
look,
will ya?
Easy is not on the menu today, gentlemen.
Just come with us. We'll get this all taken care of.
Hey, I'm sorry to leave you all so soon. It was wonderful to meet you, especially you, Josiah. I like the cut of your jib. Hopefully I'll have this just all sorted out shortly. Just let me talk to these nice officers. But anyways, it's all good. You're in good hands.
Who's hungry?
Tom will take care of you. Everything's going to be okay. I'm not a pyromaniac. I'm not. Bye now. Well, I'm betting that's about the worst meeting I've ever had. And, you know, as you can see, we're pretty highly dependent on technology. Without our accounts and our electronic IDs, we seem to be at a loss. So where will we pick up next? Well, I guess now that the cops have me, I suppose the only logical place for me to go would be jail. So let's find out what happens in jail when Tom comes to visit. And see if maybe we can find a way out of this mess.
John Best.
Oh, good. I'm finally getting out of here.
You've got a visitor.
Hey, John.
Tom! Tom, are you here to get me out?
Working on it. Any chance I could have a few minutes with my associate?
You've got 5 minutes, max.
Nice 5 minutes.
So, how's prison life treating you?
Yeah, don't joke about this, man.
They say your first night, you should pick a fight with the biggest guy you can find. Even if you lose, they respect you.
You know, that's funny. Almost as funny as me fashioning my first shiv. Yeah, I'm learning a lot here in jail.
How you holding up?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I feel like I'm in jail. How did the meeting go?
You know, they say you dragged off to jail. How do you think it went? Yeah, they left right after you did.
Well, did you at least get to try the science steak?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I'm thinking it was a little bit better than what you had.
I know, man. Look, Tom, I'm sorry. I know this has turned into a big mess.
Knocking a plate of spaghetti onto the floor is a mess, John. This is a catastrophe. This was the Hindenburg business meeting.
Well, do you think you can get me out of here at least?
I talked to the hotel people. They're going through everything. I think we'll get it all figured out. But you didn't help yourself very much.
Look, Tom, I want you to know I'm really sorry about this. I mean, come on, man, you know me. And sure, I can be a little crazy at times, but I'm not a complete lunatic, okay? I don't set things on fire, I don't start fights with cops, and I'm certainly not irresponsible with my finances. It's just not who I am.
I know that, John.
This day, Tom. This day. This is the kind of day I wouldn't wish on my own worst enemy. Honestly, a day like this would turn anyone into a madman.
I know, John.
Look, let everyone else get attacked by truckers and TSA agents and hotel rooms and cops, and let's see how they feel.
You're right, John.
I know I'm right. I don't need you to tell me I'm right.
No, I mean it. You're absolutely right. If they could just experience the day you had, they'd know just how you feel.
Wait a second. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Quick, give me the info on everything you've experienced in the last 24 hours. Times, locations, names if you have them, everything.
Oh, of course. That's it. Tom, this is brilliant. You're a genius. I could kiss you.
I can see prison's already changed you.
Yeah, yeah, very funny. Okay, man, get me something to write with. We've got work to do. So if this were a movie, this would be the part where we had the really cool A-Team style montage where Tom and I are working and gluing things together and making notes and he's pointing at me and I'm pointing at him. But the end result is we have a plan and, well, it's a podcast, so. Now we're going to see if Tom can save the day. So I wonder what the idea is. How can you get someone to totally experience and feel what you feel during the day? Let's find out.
Look, I know our last meeting didn't end well, but if you can just give us one more chance. I promise you, we will impress you. Yes, well, not that kind of exciting. No, I don't expect anyone else to get arrested. Please, sir, it will only take a few moments of your time. Thank you, sir. You won't regret it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, Mr. Stacy. I hope you've enjoyed your stay at the Sinclair.
Never a dull moment.
Is there anything I can do to make your stay more pleasant?
I need to talk to your security people.
Oh, my. I hope there's no emergency.
Just business. There were a couple of your guys who escorted a guest out earlier today.
Oh, yes. The Mr. Best incident. I heard about that.
Any chance I could talk to those gentlemen?
Well, Harold is off duty, but Kevin is still around.
Great. If I could talk to Kevin, like, right now, and possibly get contact information for Harold, that would be awesome.
I don't think we can give you that information.
Then just Kevin is fine.
I'll have him paged.
Beautiful. Susie?
Yes, Tom?
I'm going to need the phone number for a gas station just off the highway about halfway between John's house and the airport. He believes it was a Jiffy stop.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm also going to need the names of some TSA agents at the airport. I'm guessing those aren't anywhere that's easy to find, though. The airport or TSA sources, right?
I'll check. But yes, I imagine that is doubtful.
Okay, let's look up social networks and see who has their job listed as TSA or airport security in the area.
Okay. Anything else?
It's going to be a long night. I'm going to need some takeout and caffeine. Anywhere nearby that has a good burrito?
Nowhere showing as highly rated on the overview platforms.
I like Loco Larry's.
There we have it, the human element. Let's live dangerously and order a burrito and a 2-liter soda from Crazy Larry's.
Loco Larry's.
Right, of course. Loco Larry's. And Miss...
Bailey. Joan Bailey.
Miss Bailey, would you happen to have the video footage of the Mr. Best incident?
Probably.
What would it take to get a copy of that footage?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my manager.
Wonderful. Could you do that, please?
What are you, some kind of private detective or something?
No, ma'am. I'm in entrepreneurial product development.
Hey, Joan, I got an alert. Did you need something?
This is Mr. Stacy. He wanted to talk to you.
What are you, some kind of private detective there, Stacy? Isn't that a girl's name?
He's an entrepreneurial product developmenter.
Kevin, is it? Let's talk.
Well, it seems as though Tom is collecting up all the materials he needs to recreate my day. Well, how will he do that? How can you get someone inside that feeling? And what's the difference between that and a regular video? I think the idea is you have to look at it as a narrative. And when you look at it something as a narrative and you can look around and experience all these things, it's a whole different world. So if you haven't tried this, you can download an app on your iPhone or your Android called VRSE. I suggest you give it a shot. Anyways, let's get back to Tom.
Marjorie, Josiah, Marcus, thanks for meeting with me.
We appreciate that there were, perhaps, extenuating circumstances around our last meeting.
Undoubtedly there were, which actually brings me to the pitch. We're currently inundated with social media that collects and catalogs every facet of our existence. We have ways to keep in constant contact with our friends from grade school, to keep track of everything we eat, every step we walk, every workout, to remember every place we visited, book we've read, or movie we've seen. We have more information about ourselves and our experiences at our fingertips than ever. But why? What's it for? What does it all mean?
As you said, it's information. It tells us something about ourselves.
But does it? Does it really?
What do you mean?
Marcus, I see you've got a wedding ring on. You married?
I am.
Tell me about your wedding day.
Well, we got married in July in Maryland, just outside of D.C. It was a nice outdoor ceremony. It was hot, I remember.
It was boiling.
The shuttle I was on, with a bunch of guests, got lost between the hotel and the venue.
That's right. We had to start nearly 20 minutes
that
late.
That college friend of yours got absolutely wasted. What was his name?
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl.
I will never be able to forget Daryl, no matter how hard I try.
Sounds like it must have been quite a day.
Oh, it was.
Everything you just told me, none of that is easily distilled down into a series of images, a collection of data on a spreadsheet. It's a memory, and memories are complex, complicated things. You also have other people who were there chiming in with their memories of things that you may have forgotten. Or perhaps that weren't actually there for.
Thank your lucky stars you weren't there for most of the Daryl experience.
You videotaped the wedding?
Yeah, we had one of my wife's old college friends film it. Did a pretty good job, if I recall.
How often have you watched it, the video?
You know, I don't know if we've ever sat down and watched the whole thing all the way through. Maybe once, after the honeymoon.
Now let me ask you this. What's your favorite movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
He loves the raccoon.
Well, Rocket is my spirit animal.
How many times have you seen it?
Probably watched that thing twice a year.
So you have a video of the most important, beautiful, fun, awesome day of your life that you've never watched, but you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy dozens of times. Why?
I don't know. You tell me.
Because it's just data, just information. It's a matter of record. What people really want isn't information, it's story. And that's where our product comes in. We call it narrative. In essence, it's an information aggregator. But what it does, it guides the user into crafting that information into more of a narrative structure. It's not just about what happened. It's about how it made you feel. It's about what you learned from it. You take all these different information streams, you plug them all into your VR system, and you use them to craft your story. The implications are myriad. There is personal use, weddings, graduations, funerals, births, or maybe training, documenting complex procedures like surgeries, or maybe a football team running drills or analyzing their performance in a game. You could also build experiences for commercial purposes, giving even deeper access and experience to fans at a concert, maybe, and their living stories. You can go back and revisit them, adding to them as the years go on. You'll have your original story, but you can document the memory of your wedding or your favorite concert or the big game has changed over the years. The point is, you build this information into a story. You find those narrative points that help us process and understand information on a deeper level than simply experiencing a record or reading statistics.
Tom, this is all pretty heady stuff. It's a little hard to wrap my head around it all. On a surface level, this all sounds very nice, but what does the actual experience look like?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We had a demonstration drawn up for you using my last birthday party, but now I've got something even better. I spent all of last night into today drafting up a new demonstration using John.
Oh, good heavens.
Why would you do that?
This is the perfect testing ground. I worked with John to build a story, then I went to the sources. I gathered security footage where I could, some still images. I interviewed the parties who were willing to talk to me. I even got his room's lifestyle partner to talk. I assembled it all in our program and created John's story, an interactive, fully engaged, multidisciplinary narrative experience. It runs through any VR device. Josiah, would you care to give it a go?
Certainly.
I've got it already uploaded on my VR, if you want to just go ahead and give it a look.
All right.
So, what's happening?
Josiah's getting walked through the last 24 hours of John's life. He's hearing John talk about his new lifestyle partner, the Suzy program, waking him up late. I talked to my Suzy program about why that would happen. Then there's his accounts getting frozen, his phone call with me, which I had recorded. I interviewed the gas station attendant that saw him get punched, the hotel security guard, even the cops who took him away yesterday. It's all there, along with a bunch of other interviews, footage, and information, all crafted by John and I to tell this story.
What was that?
Probably the security cam footage from the gas station of John getting punched. He's probably replaying it. It's, well, you can't deny, it's kind of funny. Now it's starting to feel a little mean, to be honest.
Tom, this is fantastic. You really get a sense of what that poor goon went through.
Goon seems a little harsh.
It's like going through an extremely well-curated museum exhibit of 24 hours in the life of a walking disaster.
That's actually a great way of putting it. The museum thing, not the disaster thing. Again, that's kind of mean. So when you say
thorough, you really mean thorough. They still do that at airport security? That's horrifying.
What's he talking about there?
Maybe let's not talk about that right now.
Credit where credit is due. Interesting stuff here, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
mind if we keep this presentation? I'd like to explore it further, and have Marjorie and Marcus look at it as well, of course.
Of course. And it also bears mentioning that the story isn't done. You are all a part of it now, too. You have a part in how it ends.
I predict, despite all odds, this story will have a satisfyingly happy end.
Those are my favorite kind.
Thank you for coming out to meet with us on this, Tom.
And thank John for us as well.
Yes, please do. Particularly now that we all know exactly what kind of effort it took him to get here.
I'll tell him. We'll talk soon.
Until then?
Until then.
Meanwhile, I've finally gotten down to jail, and now it's time to head over to the airport and check in with Tom. Hopefully I can get home safely.
So, are things going to be different now that you're a hardened criminal?
So, how long are you going to push this, Tom?
You've done time. That changes a man. Are you going to start riding around on a motorcycle and getting tattoos and hanging out with your prison buddies? Which gang did you join up with on the inside? Did you roll with the accountants? I hear they're pretty fierce.
You're getting pretty mouthy for talking to an ex-con dude.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Please don't say that. We're not even home yet. I'm not going to be happy until I'm home, in bed, away from any other person, machine, or whatever that wants to punch me, arrest me, or set my things on fire.
I'm telling you, they loved it. We're totally in.
Let's hope so.
We'll land this deal. It'll all be worth it.
Says the man who had an easy flight, a hotel room that didn't try to kill him, and an expensive science steak dinner.
You ever think that maybe it's your negative attitude that brings all this bad stuff your way? Maybe if you calm down and put out some positive vibes, you wouldn't run into these problems. I'm telling you, Susie has some really incredible self-actualization programs.
Enough about Susie and her Yoda-like presence, okay? Let's just leave her out of this. God.
That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Next.
Hello. Oh, you sound familiar.
You know, I just got one of them voices, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
Some people have one of those faces. I got one of those
voices.
Where
do I know you from?
My brother Levon and I get that all the time.
That's it, Levon.
Just look into the light,
wait,
sir.
Wait. Okay.
Okay. Looks like the scan went through.
Oh, good.
You're John Best?
That's me.
Sir, we've got a red flag on you.
What are you talking about? I'm red flagged?
Well, this shows you've been recently arrested.
Oh, wait, that? No, that was just a simple misunderstanding. There was this thing in my hotel room, and things were bad.
The arrest has you red flagged. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Brock!
Brock, who's Brock? What
Brock?
Do we need Brock for?
I am Brock.
I'm going to have to ask you to go with Brock for a more thorough screening.
Thorough?
Thorough.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, John.
I hate you so much right now.
Come with Brock.
Oh, come on.
Look at it this way, John. It's all going to make a great story.
What's he talking about there?
Well, that's it. And I got to thank each and every one of you for bearing with us through this. We had this idea about 6 months ago, and I got to say, it was much more difficult than I ever thought it would be. But it was fun, and I appreciate all our cast members. Many thanks to all the people who spent time recording all these parts. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to Creative Futurism with Kevin J. Anderson and John Best. For more information, go to creativefuturism.com. Thank you.